This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
It's from Fatima. She says, I'd like an explanation of this hadith because the Shia always quote it as evidence to support their arguments. In Sahih al-Imam Muslim, it is narrated that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Islam will continue until the beginning of the hour, and there will appear among you 12 imams coming one after another, all of them from Quraysh. First of all, we as Muslims do not pay attention at all to whatever this deviant sect known as Shia say or claim, because we know that they are usually blatant liars and that they are not telling the truth, and they would hold information and they'd twist things. And one of the things that twisted is this hadith. The hadith states in the following words as per Sahih al-Imam Muslim and Sahih al-Imam al-Bukhari. Jabir ibn Samurah says, I went with my father to the Prophet ﷺ and I heard him say, this matter will not be over until 12 caliphs. And he said, Khalifa, not Imam. All from Quraysh. In another narration, Islam will still prevail and be strong and in honor up to 12 caliphs. And in another narration, this religion will still be strong, invincible, up to 12 caliphs. In Sahih al-Bukhari, the hadith was 12 amir, 12 rulers. So the word imam is not mentioned. And there is a huge difference between an imam and a caliph or a ruler. Because according to the Shia, an imam has an extra level of being obeyed, being an authority in religion, and that he would also add more to the world by being infallible. They believe that their imams never make mistakes. And all of this is, of course, not true. And a khalifa is a ruler. And he, as per the hadith, rules where Islam is invincible and honored and strong. And none of the 12 of the imams, so-called imams of the Shia, ever had this except for Ali. He's the only one who held the sword and protected his followers as a ruler, as the fourth guided, rightly guided Khalifa. May Allah be pleased with him. And the rest are not known to have ever reigned, let alone have the strength to protect their followers. And specifically the last one of them, number 12, who no one saw, he's hidden for the past 8-9 centuries, as they say, in a cave. No one ever met him. He does not exist. He never guided someone who went astray. He never gave a fatwa or taught something. He never enforced virtue or prevented vice. He never done anything, let alone to be invincible for his people or for the nation that he's ruling. He's always been hiding and afraid and weak and cannot do anything. And this is the same with the Shia. They've never had any reign or a ruling that would protect them or give honor to Islam as a whole and make Islam invincible. It's all been weakness and humility and deceit and betrayals throughout the time. May Allah protect us. And by the way, as people and scholars say, the concept of the Shia being the 12th Imamiyya or Ja'fariyya. This was later on in time, like on the 4th century. In the beginning, the Shia were divided into cults and sects. So As-Saba'iyya believed only in the Imam of Ali. Al-Kisa'iyya, they believed in having only four of them, such as Ali, Al-Hasan, Al-Husayn, and Muhammad ibn Ali, and these are Kisaniyya. And others said the Imamah continued to Ja'far, but none of them again reigned. And Islam was never invincible or strong in their under their reign because they've never reigned. And again, the hadith says specifically and clearly, all of them are from Quraysh. And we know that the Prophet ﷺ was the most eloquent in speech, and he was giving the concise of speech. He would not say they were all from Quraysh when he could have limited it and said they're all from Banu Hashim, or even limited it more by saying all from the descendants of Ali. To widen it and say from Quraysh means that they're not from his descendants, which is the fact, and it is referring to caliph. So again, we don't pay any attention to such tales and lies of the Shia trying to justify their falsehood.